Today's podcast session is supported by Upheal. So if you ask a therapist who's doing clinical work what the bane of their existence is, usually progress notes are in the top 1 to 2. I'm not naming any names, but when I was doing clinical work, I remember I had several colleagues who would get so backed up on clinical notes, so they would end up spending their nights and weekends trying just to catch up. Honestly, who wants to do that? And this is where Upheal comes in. Upheal is AI-powered case notes. Now, I know for many of us, when we hear the word AI, there's like a natural skepticism. And honestly, I had that skepticism as well until I got to meet with the Upheal team and learn about some of the many ways that they are doing this in a way that is HIPAA compliant and also doesn't sell data to anyone and also protects our clients as well. You can learn more about Upheal and the awesome work that they're doing in the world by going to sellingthecouch.com/Upheal. And Upheal is spelled U-P and then H-E-A-L, all one word. And at checkout, be sure to enter the promo code COUCH25, C-O-U-C-H, and the number 25 to get 25% off your Upheal plan for the first 2 months. You're listening to Session Zero of the Selling the Couch podcast.
Welcome to the Selling the Couch podcast, where our goal is to help you achieve your counseling private practice dreams. And now, the man who was so nervous in his first mock therapy session that he asked the same question 3 different times, psychologist and podcaster Melvin Varghese.
Now, today's episode is going to look very different than some of our typical episodes. Today, I just wanted you to get to know me a little bit better and also for me to explain what my motivation was in starting this podcast as well as the Selling the Couch blog. So my name is Melvin Varghese. I'm a licensed psychologist in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I have a blog at sellingthecouch.com. Now, I've been licensed for about 2.5, coming on 3 years now, and when I first started out, I worked in a group private practice, and while I loved that work, my goal really had always been to start my own private practice. But here's the thing, right? Like many of us, we go through grad school, we're taught to be really great clinicians. The reality is that many of us will go into our own private practice at some point in our career, having never taken either a business class or a marketing class. In other words, we forget that as passionate as we are to start our own private practice, we often forget that at the end of the day, it's a business. And we have to learn to be good business owners if we also want our private practice to succeed. And now, one of the things that I did was, at some point, I realized in thinking about starting my own private practice that I had no idea what I was doing. So one of the things that I did was I reached out to some of my colleagues, supervisors who had been in private practice for several years and who were succeeding in private practice. So I asked them just questions like, you know, how do you get your first client? You know, what directory should I be in? What's the advantage of being on an insurance panel? Is it even possible to get on an insurance panel? Can you build a private practice that's all based on private pay? These conversations, at the core of it, is what motivated me to start this podcast. I wanted to share that information with you all. My hope is that it makes your private practice journey a lot easier, and more importantly, that it helps you avoid some of the mistakes that private practitioners tend to make, especially when they're first getting started. So as far as the podcast, I'm going to start in these first couple of months, the first 8 weeks or so, with a twice a week podcast. And then, you know, based on how we're doing, you know, I'll kind of either keep that schedule or modify. But, you know, it's something that I really want to get feedback from you about. As far as the podcast, I'm bringing on what I would say is 2 types of guests. So the first type is seasoned clinicians who have been in private practice for a long time and who have built successful private practices. So I'm going to be asking them questions pertaining to the business side of private practice. So these could be everything from, you know, how did you get your first referral? all the way to more of the psychological things about starting a private practice, like how do you overcome that sense of fear and anxiety when first starting out? Now, I know for me that mental hurdle was as big of a thing when I was thinking about starting in private practice. I just remember this crippling sense of fear and all of these questions about, you know, how am I going to even start this? You know, I live in Philadelphia, and it's a big city. There are a lot of therapists in private practice. And so how am I even going to stand out? And now, you know, insurance rates and things like that, the reimbursement rates are coming down, and it's already very tough to get on insurance panels. So I just kept thinking of all these, you know, what if scenarios, and I got paralyzed, and I don't want that same thing for you. So the second group of people that I'm bringing on the podcast are people that I feel like are going to help us to become better business owners. So these could be business coaches in general, or business coaches that work with therapists who are especially in private practice, as well as any sort of marketing experts and also social media experts. I wanted to bring on, for example, the social media experts, because I think in this day and age, we have some amazing opportunities to be able to leverage social media, especially to either get referrals or to drive more traffic to our website, which means that if there are more eyes that are looking at our website, then we're more likely to get the message out that we even exist. My biggest thing with this podcast is that I'm trying to make your private practice journey a lot easier, and I want your dreams of whatever your private practice looks like for that to come true. Now, the one thing I'll say is I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. I've created this blog from the ground up, and I think just because of listeners like you, I'm getting a lot of traction, and so, you know, just a lot of encouragement. But I'm not an expert on any of this, and so on this podcast, you're not going to have me, you know, trying to sell stuff or do anything like that. These are more just honest conversations. I'm really coming at it from the perspective of someone who's just trying to start their own private practice and wondering all of these questions. And I like to almost think of it as you are listening in on some of these conversations that I'm having with these guests. I've got some great guests that are coming on the show. In fact, I'm just looking at my wall, and, you know, I've already got 12 guests that have already interviewed, and this is going to be a twice a week podcast. So one of the reasons was I wanted to start out by just releasing 3 episodes and then go to 2 episodes for the first couple of months. And so I really wanted to make sure that I had enough episodes for you and to really bring you value. So that's my other big thing with these guests is I'm bringing on guests that I think are going to actually provide value for you, and not just because, you know, like there's some big name guests or something like that. I'm really looking at it from the perspective of, is this guest going to help someone that's first starting out in private practice or is kind of in the early stages of their private practice? And so, like I said, I've got some great guests coming on. You know, in the first episode, you'll hear a sports psychologist. His name is Dr. Corey Bank. He's been in private practice for 15 years, and he talks a lot about his own private practice journey, some of the fears that he had, how he learned to charge what he did. And, you know, kind of fast forward to today, Corey's built a very successful private practice, and the amount of money that he charges, you know, he charges something like $200 an hour to get a face-to-face time with him for consulting. So he talks a lot about how he got there and some of the mistakes that he made. I also have some really other amazing guests like Carrie Nola. Carrie is a business coach. She's also a mental health provider, but she works with a lot of therapists in private practice. And Carrie's coming on and talking about how to build a private practice that doesn't rely on insurance. I've also got folks like Becky DeGrosa. Becky is kind of the person to go to if you're thinking about building a private practice website and thinking about how you can get your website ranked higher in Google search results. So that's pretty important, because the overwhelming majority of people never go beyond the first page of a Google search. And so you want to try to get as high as you can in order to make sure that you're actually exposed to someone that's searching for you. So Becky and I are going to be talking about this idea of trust, and how do you actually build trust on a website? So when people look at a website, how do they feel about it? And the kind of the underlying psychological factors that play in into websites. I've also got some guests like Matt Mazak. Matt's been a sound engineer for over 25 years, and you might be thinking, like, why did he bring a sound engineer on? Well, here's the truth. If you're going to be producing any kind of audio or video on your private practice website, this is definitely an episode to listen to, because Matt talks about how to get exceptional audio quality. And something as small as that makes such a big difference in whether people want to listen to you or not. And so I am super excited for this whole podcast. And to be honest, like, I'm not a risk taker by any stretch of the imagination. And if you had asked me 7 months ago if I would be starting a podcast, I would be like, oh, no way. But it's like, you know, I discovered this area of podcasting, and I discovered in my own search to build this blog, I discovered a lot of stuff about internet marketing. And I'm super stoked about it. And I think, like, being able to share some of those things that I'm learning with you, and also to be able to share some of these guests with you. But, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, I'm creating this show for you, and I would love to just hear your feedback, both about the podcast and what your thoughts are about it, and even this idea of, you know, should I keep it this twice a week podcast, or would you prefer that I do once a week? My goal is to keep it at about 30 to 35 minutes an episode, so it's something that you can just listen to when you are between sessions or on a commute or something like that. And as I wrap up, I just wanted to point you to three different things on the website that I think can really help you. The first is that you can listen to each episode of the podcast through the website, which you can find at sellingthecouch.com, and there's a podcast tab there. So I've got a player that's set up, and you can just play every episode, so you can listen to it on your desktop. You don't need any kind of a special device. If you do want to access the podcast through a smartphone, like either your Apple device or an Android device, I've got links there as well for you to be able to subscribe to it. You'll also find show notes for each episode on the website. So these are basically summaries of the episode, as well as when I have therapists on the podcast, I'm asking them for a lot of resources and things that they recommend. And also the other guests, I'm also asking them for resources. So you'll find all of that information on the website as well. The second thing I wanted to point to you is a resource page that I created on the website, which you can find at sellingthecouch.com/resources. And what I did was I just found like a bunch of items that I think can really help someone who's just getting started out with their private practice. So these include the thing like the website host that I used to start up, the email provider that I used, books that I recommend if you're wanting to know more about the business side, as well as just books for someone that's in private practice. So these are just geared specifically toward private practitioners. The final thing that I just wanted to point you to is I created a tax write-off checklist that's just built for private practitioners. So I had actually Googled this some time ago, and I could not find anything online. So I decided I would just create it. So it's a very easy to understand tax checklist. So I've categorized it. And then I've also just have a section of common tax questions and just easy, straightforward answers to them. So for example, like how much money do I set aside per month for taxes and things like that. So you can find that guide and you can download that for free at sellingthecouch.com/tax, T-A-X. And as I wrap up, I just wanted to thank you so much for listening to this first episode. Like I said, this one looks a little different than the typical episodes, but the only one favor that I would ask is, as you listen to these first couple of episodes, I would ask that you subscribe to the podcast. You can and leave a rating and a positive review on iTunes. And you can do all of that through the website, again, which is at sellingthecouch.com. The more subscriptions, 5-star ratings, and positive reviews there are, that helps any podcast just get out to the larger iTunes community, which I think is now over 1 billion people. So my dream really with this podcast is that it reaches every new private practitioner or anyone that ever dreams about having their own private practice one day. And I would be grateful if you could help me to make that happen. Thank you, everyone, and I look forward to our next conversation. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Selling the Couch podcast. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.sellingthecouch.com.
So if you've been listening to the STC podcast for a while, or you've been listening to podcasts and you've had this thought of, Mel, I would love to launch my own podcast in order to grow my business, just wanted to encourage you to check out our free podcasting workshop, which is over at sellingthecouch.com/podcasting workshop. You can basically sign up at a day and a time that works for you. It's 90 minutes. And when I do these workshops or when I record them, I truly believe in quality teaching, so it's going to be well worth your time. We're going to go through gear recommendations and how to launch strategically and how to think about monetizing your podcast and how to line up your podcast with your existing offers and how to do it strategically and authentically and not salesy and slimy and all of those things. So again, the link is over at sellingthecouch.com/podcasting workshop.